Welcome to the Gobbles podcast. Today on Tech Gobbles, we're diving into why your next gadget might cost a fortune, a secretive AI startup making waves with an unprecedented angel round, and the real-world limitations of those hyped AI agents.
It's going to be an interesting dive into the current state of tech, from the hardware you hold in your hand to the cutting-edge software that's still finding its feet in the enterprise. There's a lot to unpack about what's real and what's hype.
Absolutely. Let's start with something that hits everyone's wallet, the price of our devices. We're hearing warnings of a Ramageddon, which sounds pretty dramatic. What exactly is going on with memory chip prices?
It's a confluence of factors, really. On one hand, you have this massive surge in demand driven by the AI hardware boom. Everyone wants devices capable of running AI. On the other, major memory manufacturers have been intentionally slowing down production.
So it's a perfect storm of high demand in throttled supply. The Guardian is reporting a potential 50% spike in DRAM prices, which is significant. How quickly could we see this impact the cost of phones and laptops?
Analysts are suggesting this isn't a temporary blip. It's a structural shift. If a foundational component like DRAM gets 50% more expensive, device makers have no choice but to pass those costs on. We could see budget-tier devices from today becoming tomorrow's mid-range in terms of price.
That's a huge shift. We've been so used to memory getting cheaper over the years, making technology more accessible. This really reverses that trend, doesn't it?
Exactly. It's a stark reversal. For consumers who might be considering a hardware upgrade, the window to buy at what we consider old prices is definitely closing. If you've been on the fence, now might be the time to act.
That's a strong takeaway for our listeners. It sounds like the era of the sub-$500 smartphone might genuinely be coming to an end. It makes you wonder how that will affect market strategies.
It certainly will. Manufacturers will have to innovate in other areas to justify higher price points. Or we might see a slower upgrade cycle as consumers hold on to their devices longer. It's going to reshape the consumer electronics landscape.
From hardware costs, let's pivot to the world of AI startups and some truly eye-popping valuations. We're hearing about Peter Sarlin's new venture, Quantu, hitting a $380 million valuation solely from angel funding. That's an astronomical figure for an angel round, isn't it?
It's almost unheard of, especially for a company that hasn't launched a product or done any press. Angel rounds are typically smaller seed checks from individuals, not nine-figure institutional-level bets. This really stands out.
So, with no product details or public presence, what exactly are these angels investing in? It sounds less like a typical startup investment and more like a personal endorsement.
That's precisely it. TechCrunch reports that the details of Quantu's technology are undisclosed. The investment is a massive bet on Peter Sarlin's track record in fintech and AI, given his success with Insmo, his previous AI-powered insurance platform.
Interesting. So in this incredibly competitive AI funding climate, where everyone is scrambling for credible founders, a $380 million angel valuation is essentially saying, we believe in the person, not just the idea.
Absolutely. It signals that individual investors are willing to take an enormous leap of faith based purely on reputation and past performance. It underscores how much value is placed on proven talent in the AI space right now.
It makes you wonder about the pressure that puts on Sarlin and his team. They've raised an incredible amount of capital, but now they have to deliver on that immense trust without having revealed anything publicly yet.
The expectations must be sky high. It's a testament to his reputation, but it also means their eventual product launch will be scrutinized heavily. They'll need to show something truly groundbreaking to justify that initial valuation.
Let's move on to AI agents, a topic that's been buzzing for a while. It seems there's a disconnect between what enterprise software vendors are selling as AI agents and what engineers are actually running in production. What's the real story there?
You've hit on a crucial point. While vendors market AI agents as autonomous systems, many engineers are candidly admitting they're mostly deploying advanced chatbots with better integrations. The gap between the marketing and the reality is significant.
So
It's not the underlying AI models that are the problem. Is it more about the operational challenges of deploying these agents in a real-world environment?
Exactly. As discussions on R/artificial highlight, the bottleneck isn't the model itself. It's everything else. Data quality, clear steps, robust logging, and crucially, reliable fallback mechanisms when things inevitably go wrong.
That makes a lot of sense. Chatbots can give a bad answer, but agents take real actions. The consequences of an error are much higher, demanding a level of reliability and accountability that's hard to achieve.
Precisely. Teams that have successfully deployed agents tend to keep them on a very short leash. They're used for narrow tasks with clear guardrails, and there's often a human in the loop to catch anything risky before it goes sideways.
So the vision of fully autonomous AI running complex workflows is still some way off then? It sounds like we're in an era where agents prepare most of the task and pass the risky part to a human.
That's a very accurate observation from the field. The AI agent revolution is indeed real, but its current application is largely confined to tasks where the stakes are low and human oversight is readily available. We're still building up the infrastructure for true autonomy.
That's a fantastic distinction between the hype and the practical application. It helps set realistic expectations for what AI agents can do right now.
It's essential to understand that. The technology is advancing rapidly, but the surrounding ecosystem for enterprise-grade, fully autonomous agents still needs significant development.
And that brings us to the end of today's Tech Bobbles. Thank you for joining us and for your insights, co-host.
Always a pleasure, host.
Read the full stories anytime at gobbles.news. That's GOBBLES.news.